All right, day three, inviting God into your daily decisions. Now, look, it's never wrong to pray to God. God, matter of fact, Paul talks about it. He says, pray without ceasing, this is the will of God, which really means in a practical sense that we should just kind of talk to God. Now, I wouldn't walk around in your day in your office just randomly talking to this God in the sky that nobody can see, because that's crazy. What's not, though, is as you go through your life, you develop this habit of just talking to God. I'm all for a prayer time and having specific prayer time. I'm talking about it'll be a good action to helping you invite God into your daily life, not just my problem and not just my 911 calls. He loves 911 calls, but why would you settle for that? In any great relationship, you need to be connected. You need to be expressing yourself. And also, you need to be listening and learning. And so that is something that is developed. You know, my ear attuned to the Lord is something that's developed over time. And me being comfortable to talk to God just like a loving father that is always available is something that we learn to practice. So what does that mean? It means that, hey, in your daily life, you're going into meetings. If I go into meetings and I'm meeting with people or I'm working on a deal, I don't just pray for it beforehand. Even before I walk in or before a meeting, there's so many times, even while somebody's talking, in my head, briefly, I'm like, dear Lord, Holy Spirit, please help me to discern or to know how to handle this or to do the right thing or to know what I should do. All of a sudden, look, habits are powerful, right? But they have to be formed. They have to be intentional. So this whole message is really about making sure that we're inviting God in. I love this scripture, Proverbs 3:5. I sign it on cards a lot because it is. It's like, trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. Acknowledge, that word acknowledge means yada, which means to consider. It means to know something. So it's like, hey, with everything I'm doing, I should just consider and invite God to be part of this, not just taking what I've done and saying, God bless this. I'm actually saying, as I'm doing, as I'm walking, as I'm engaging in my life, what you're gifted and talented to do, every mountain that you're climbing, that you're inviting God in on a daily basis. You know, I heard this story about this guy. His name was Dean K. He's an ultra marathon. I say Dean K because I'm going to mispronounce his name, maybe, possibly, Karnazes. But this guy is known as an ultra marathoner. He actually ran 50 marathons in 50 days in 50 states. Can you imagine that? I've not run a marathon in one state. So 50 in 50 states is incredibly, incredibly impressive. But one of these times, like happens in life, he ends up getting off course. He's so far off course, he knows he's off course. And now it's like, how am I gonna get back? He takes out a phone, calls Uber, Uber picks him up, and they put him back on track, and he finishes the race. Oh man, this is such a great example for you and me. Because I'm not saying God's just like an Uber, but at times in my life, he's been an Uber that has saved my behind because I've been off track. God's one prayer away. And you don't have to pray a certain way and say a certain word. And, you know, you got to get yourself in this right position. Make sure you're just this perfect person. And then God will hear you. No. If you've made that profession of faith and you're like, hey, man, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I want you to talk to him. I want you to include him in your daily routines because this is where the strength lies. And more importantly, if you have found yourself off track, maybe you're watching this today and you feel like, man, I've been far from God. I'm not where I need to be. It's time to come home. He loves you. He cares about you. He's got a lot for you to accomplish on this earth. He's the one that put it in there. So don't stay disconnected. It's going to help not just make your life easier, but keep you on purpose with power. The Holy Spirit, as a Christian, resides in us with power. And that Holy Spirit isn't a weird thing. It's just meant to guide and direct. Do you ever get the sense of something like, oh, this doesn't seem right, or this seems right, or I need to do this with this person, or I don't need to do... When you sense it, that's the Holy Spirit. So as you develop this relationship, I promise you, things, that relationship will grow stronger. So invite him into your daily routine. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.